everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 26th, and the topic of the day is making others laugh. And the quote is from Art Buchwald. Here's what Art has to say. I learned quickly that when I make other people's... That's not what it says. You know, why don't we just leave this blooper in? You want to know why? Because the whole topic of the day is making others laugh. And I kid you not. We're just going to leave it in there. Okay, we're going to leave it in there. We're going to call this a bloopers episode. Let's start over again. I don't read these ahead of time. I mentioned that before. Sometimes, you know, everybody has their moment, and this is one of mine, and I'm okay with that. All right, here we go. The quote is from Art Buchwald, okay? I learned quickly that when I made others laugh, they liked me. Is that right? Oh my gosh, I don't think people are listening to this to hear me laugh, but nonetheless, you know what? Actually, this is probably true. I mean, if you think about some of the greatest comedians that make us laugh, we like them. All right, so here we go. You know, we're going to leave that blooper in because you want to know why? I think the affirmation actually links to it. So I'm definitely going to leave that in. Who knows? Maybe there's some more bloopers in this episode. And you guys will laugh. All right, here's what Linda has to say, right? Stay focused. We don't have to act like clowns to get others to laugh. We just have to keep our sense of humor and let it show when it's appropriate. We feel so... Oh, here you go. Here's another blooper. That's not what it says. It feels good to see others smile and to hear them laugh, as long as the laughter is genuine, open, and honest, and not mean or derisive. Derisive? I have no idea. Okay, so this is the reason why sometimes I do just stop, but now we're going to keep going. When we feel like poking fun at another person, we should first consider poking fun at ourselves. This may be the easiest way to get people to both like us and laugh with us. All right, now I want to take a pause for a second because we want to be trauma-informed. And one of the things that is really, really, really hard, very difficult for people with trauma backgrounds is to understand when someone's joking and when someone's actually being abusive. Case in point, let's just say someone says something about an outfit that you're thinking about wearing, right? You're showing them an outfit and they're like, well, you know, I think it, you know, they're making a comment about the outfit and the other person really put a lot of thought into it, but the other person's joking, right? That translation of communication misses the obvious sometimes for us. On the other hand, if someone's making fun of you and they mention it like once, twice, three, four times, first time it's a joke, the second, third, fourth, fifth time and beyond is not, right? All right, so now let's get back to making others laugh. Yes, poking fun at ourselves, right? First, consider poking fun at ourselves. I think I poked fun at me in this episode a few times. And yes, The easiest way to get people to both like us and laugh with us, it might be the easiest way. It might be. I like comedy. I find that comedy is something that helps me, especially when I'm having a day that's very difficult. There's a few things that are my go-to, and one is obviously baseball. I know people know that. Right now we got baseball season, thank goodness. And then the second thing is comedy. Yes, 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 and yes, comedy. Because like Dr. Bernie Siegel says, you can't laugh and be mad at the same time. All right, so guess, what do you guys think the affirmation for the day is? Can you guess? Okay, not like there's a two-way conversation here. But you never know. Maybe you guys are talking to me and I'm like, I don't know. All right, so here it goes. The affirmation is, can I make someone laugh today? Can you? Can you? Send us your favorite like meme or joke at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org. Let us know how you made someone laugh. Yes. And as a matter of fact, why don't you go ahead and make a comment that's appropriate and funny? That would be nice. And maybe makes everybody else laugh and smile. And thank you so much for being here today. I'm going to leave those bloopers in there. And I'm going to look up, yes, after I record, to see exactly how the hell do I pronounce this name or this word. I have no idea. Don't even know. Tried a couple times and we're going to leave it there. All right, you guys. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for being here today. Oh my God. We're going to leave all this in here. I'm going to leave it all in because you want to know why? It says right here. I'm going to read it again. We should first consider poking fun at ourselves. So I'm poking fun at me. We're going to leave it. I'm not editing it. It is what it is. This is real. It's an indie podcast. I don't even know what else to say other than thank you so much for being here. Remember, we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.